We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jim, thanks very much for taking time, and congratulations, too, on your life story of how you overcame the addiction. And now are a city council person.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And, you know, it's an everyday thing. You know, that's why we say one day at a time.
So, Jim, you're on the board or help with the one day at a time. Where's that headquartered?
It's headquartered in North Philadelphia, around 24th and Lehigh. That's where it was started, in that area. Mm-hmm. But we are branching out. They are branching out. I'm actually not on the board anymore because I'm a councilman. I had to step down.
Okay.
Can't have any relations in case they decide that they go to funding. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to vote on it. So I went off the board. But they do great work, and they're now in Kensington in my area doing some of the outreach for the homeless population that's there.
Now, your wife is involved with this, too. I always like that when you can combine that type of interest, Jim. But you're one of the people that all the public officials, I guess, were kept out of the meeting last week. They had a couple or a few people that we know who are neighborhood leaders, say, in Kensington. What's the reason for not allowing someone like you, who has quite a background and is epicenter of where the main problem is, out of this meeting?
Well, it's because they don't want the truth to come out. The truth is they consulted nobody when doing this. We won this lawsuit. There was an action. We won it in the Third Circuit Court, I believe, where they said that they could not do it. These were equivalent to crack houses.
Yes.
You know, coming from recovery, for me, it's just a little strange that we are giving people a reason to stay out on the streets and a reason to get high. We need to, the focus has always got to be to get these poor people into recovery, and giving them a safe place to inject drugs is not doing that. It's only keeping them out there longer, causing more issues.
Jim, are you aware, too, a couple of people, Leanne Saviloff was on and made this point, because I couldn't believe it was 3 years ago when this blow up happened between her and Governor Rendell, and this issue in South Philly became public. That there is, with this group, a sense of, no, we wouldn't let people use anything that was involved with fentanyl for the obvious reasons. But who knows, with the number of drugs that are out there, the dangerous components, including that animal tranquilizer that's become notorious now, used to cut drugs. So how in the world can someone believe we can sanitize this and this is a normal procedure?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. You can see in the events of where they have safe injection sites now, they have to get the drugs from somewhere. So the drug dealers move right around there. They got a steady clientele, and we're not giving them the drugs, so we have no idea what they're shooting into their bodies. Fentanyl, that trank's no joke. These people are getting huge sores down to the bone, where now they're having to amputate people, which is going to cost the taxpayers more money on top of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, of course, I'm told, Jim, but you probably are more right on top of this, they would conveniently want to do it in Kensington, probably the hardest hit area, shamelessly, as you know, of let's dump everything in Kensington. Administration after administration has subtly or not so subtly done that. Is that where they would place the first so-called safe house?
But that's where they're proposing, one here and one in South Philly. But that's not what scares me. their own, that's the first two, as they say. They want upwards of 10. That would be one per council district. That means it's not just affecting the people in Kensington or the people in South Philadelphia. This is a citywide crisis, and we have to decide what we're going to do. And I get it. We want to keep people safe. You don't want anybody dying. But the bottom line is keeping people out there longer is killing them anyway. If they are not getting into recovery, that means they're out there taking more chances. And like you said, fentanyl, trank, we don't know what the hell's in this stuff they're taking.
Yeah, and Jim, I don't know if it's the same thing with alcohol as it is with this. This seems to me to be even more extreme, but I don't see people that are addicts showing up and following like they're going, you know, in some kind of organized manner. And then still, when they leave, not shooting up someplace else. I just don't understand that it doesn't work with an addict's mentality, I don't think.
No, and they're going to be, listen, they see it. New York, I got a couple of notes in front of me here. And one of them was a person complaining about how they're actually so big of lines at the place that people are shooting up right outside the place. And there's not much they can do about it. You know, and that's just ridiculous. It's still the same thing. What the kids in my neighborhood and the senior citizens have to deal with on a daily basis just isn't right. And I don't understand why we're not thinking about the taxpayers, the people who are actually going to flip the bill to this thing. They should have a say. Listen, if an area wants a safe injection site, then, well, you know, I don't know what to say about that. But the people I'm talking to out on the streets are not feeling it.
Yeah, if this were up by some legitimate vote of some sort or another, I think it's the only people that go with this, Jim, are kind of radicalized that are in insulated neighborhoods where they don't think it's going to be there versus, now you mentioned South Philly, and you, I know, have a great record with Kensington. I'm from South Philly. This is near and dear to me. When it came up there before, you probably remember, you're dealing with the force of nature there in South Philly to try to stop this.
Well, oh, absolutely. I mean, Mark Squilla, councilman down there, he stood with us. He was there when we were trying to get in and causing a little bit of a ruckus. This just isn't right. I mean, I just don't get what they're trying to do. It's going to ruin the surrounding neighborhoods. Like I said, what the seniors and all in my neighborhood, they can't go to a corner store without it being thrown in their face. They're scared that they're going to get mugged and stuff like, look what happened last night. Two kids, another two young men beat up an older timer,
yep.
You know, 62 years old. That this stuff, I just don't get it.
So Jim, here's the thing. What is the effort to stop this then? What is the play? You're a guy inside council. You got quite a background in this. What is it that can stop it? What has to happen? We're sounding the alarm, but then what?
Yeah, well, we need people to start writing their politicians, especially those who are supporting this stuff and letting them know that, you know, the neighborhoods do not want it. You know, they're putting this in a residential area. That means we have kids, we have schools. Where they're proposing to put the one in Kensington, there's at least three schools within a two-block radius of it.
Can you tell me where that is, and do you know where they're proposing the South Philly
one? It's right around the K&AL stop.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what they, you know,
right.
They have a, you know, I just don't get how they think to putting it in a residential area.
Sure. How about South Philly, Jim? Do you know where it would go there or proposed?
Well, I would imagine it'll probably be the same place they were trying to get the first time.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that is.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I know I was born in South Philly.
Yeah.
I'm a South Philly guy. I hang out in South Philly still. Every Sunday, I'm at Big Charlie's Saloon.
A minute. That's a Kansas City Chiefs saloon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I took a lot of heat for that one.
How do you go to a bar, Jim, though? How do you have that type of control, given the issue, and hang out in a bar? Wow.
It took 12 years, and I only go for the football game. I'm there for a couple hours, okay. And mostly I sit out front and smoke my cigar. It's my wife's day out. She enjoys going down there talking to her girlfriends. And while I'm not drinking, I'm an alcoholic, I'm comfortable enough with 12 years that I could be around it for an hour or so before, you know, I get out of there. As long as I hit a meeting or something like that on the way, I'm good, you know.
Well, Jim, I hope that we can – any other advice you have on this, though? So this is not a fait accompli yet.
No, I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to see what happens on Friday. We're writing letters from everybody. Congress people are involved. I know Brendan Boyle's writing a letter. I know Senator Tartaglione and them are doing the Senate, and we're writing one from council. I just think that – they should get feedback. We need the neighbors and see how they feel, the electorate, the people who are voting. They're voting for us to do the right thing, and we need to listen to them. That's who we work for. So well, I don't understand how they're trying to push this through.
Jim, we got to get these candidates for mayor on record. We've had them all here on my show in a showcase, and there's a couple of them that even unprompted were really, really against this. But Kensington in general now – again, the candidates for mayor are a critical thing here. Do you see any change since you've taken over in council?
Little changes. Okay. Mostly probably related to me being in city council and living in the neighborhood. Listen, the police are overwhelmed. They're shorthanded. They're short probably around 1,300 police officers. We're short 400 paramedics in the fire department, building inspectors. We're short in all the city agencies. We need to do some hiring.
Well, right, Jim. And you know what? We need to tell people it's noble to be a cop, to have to, you know, put it on the line in Philadelphia, or firefighter. It's not just the money, but getting that back there, because too many forces are telling them that that's not the case.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, if we got thousands of good cops that just want to go in every day, do their job, and get home safely to their families, and we got a handful of disruptors, let's say, we need to just figure that out and get the disruptors out of there and let our police officers do what they're there for, protect and serve. That's what they want to do. It takes a very special person to get into this field. My father was a police officer. They care. They just want to help their community. They're public servants, just like me.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. I mean that the good that came out of this is getting you on, hearing you. Please keep us in the loop. We'd like to have you back as we continue on this.
I appreciate it. Yes, you let me know whenever you need me. I'm there.
Thank you, Jim.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.